hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk on River Country.
Well, yes, welcome to another edition of Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk, where we hang out with minor hockey players up here in the Peace Region, find out how hard they work and how much they love their sport. Now, I'm by no means a hockey professional, but I just thought, why not have them on and have a little chat with them? And it's always a lot of fun. We've got three players here today from the U13B Mustangs. I've got Emma Charles, I've got Callum Gardner, and I've got Jake Nelson. Now, I understand we're going to start with you, Jake. How are you?
Good, you?
I'm doing well. How old are you, Jake?
11.
Big question for you. So who's your favorite player and your favorite team?
My favorite team is the Edmonton Oilers, and my favorite player is Connor McDavid.
What do you like about Connor so much?
He's good with the puck, and he's really fast, and he can basically deke out every guy on one team.
He certainly can in a big way, huh? When did you get started in hockey, and what inspired you to play hockey?
I started hockey when I was about 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
I liked hockey so much because my dad played mini sticks with me all the time, and then I wanted to like start on ice, and then I just started to love it.
Good stuff. It is a good game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what's your mindset during a game? Do you have any rituals that you do before a game?
Just mostly skate and shoot pucks on the net.
I'd like to ask you kids about the hockey talk on the way to the game. So you're in the car with mom or dad. Does your mom and dad give you that little hockey talk before you go?
Yeah, they do.
What does that sound like?
Like, they get me prepared, they say, like, get focused, like, and they also give me, like, a challenge, like, get points.
Oh, how does that work?
Like, sometimes they say, like, get me 2 points, it doesn't matter, goals or assists or both.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, and then I try to get my mindset, and I try to do that for them.
That's awesome. That's great that your parents do that for you. You know, it's hard work for your parents to get you to these games and keep you in hockey. What do you want to say to your mom and dad for that?
Thank you, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's sweet. All right, we're moving on to the girl. Finally, I get a girl going on here. Hi, Emma. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. I started playing hockey when I was about 7. I was just telling Emma that I have all these brothers, and if I didn't play hockey, then I would get beat up. So what made you decide to play hockey?
Well, I didn't decide. My mom just put me in and say, try this.
Okay. And you did?
Yeah.
And you obviously liked it because you're still playing, right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, big question for you. How do you like playing with the boys all the time? Are you the only girl on the team?
No, I have another girl on the team.
Okay, so what's her name?
Hayden.
Hayden, and you get to hang out with her
a
little bit. And are you guys good?
Yeah.
You are? I love your confidence in that. Now, what would you say to other girls who were maybe wanting to play hockey and thinking that they were maybe afraid or something? What would you say to those girls?
Hockey's not a boy sport. It's for girls and boys. You shouldn't be scared to play with boys.
Absolutely. That's pretty smart of you. Now, which professional hockey player would you like to meet the most, and is she female?
No, she's not female. I'd like to meet a goalie.
Okay.
Stuart Skinner.
Okay.
From the Edmonton Oilers. I just really like how he plays.
You like how he plays in a big way. Now, I'm curious, and I'm sure everybody else is curious here. Do you get your own dressing room, or do you got to shower with these guys?
Sometimes I get my own dressing room, and sometimes I dress with them.
Okay, I see. Now, let me ask you a question. Do your parents watch your games? They're at your games, I'm sure. Does
yes.
your mom and dad ever maybe say something or yell things out at the game to try to get you to go?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, in a big way. Okay, give me an example of some things that your mom yells out or your dad.
She always yells, skate harder, or she yells at the team and like, come on, guys, just get another one.
And do you find that a good thing? Gives you guys a little bit of motivation?
Sometimes it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, and a little embarrassing, I'm sure, right? Don't believe me. My mother used to show up at my games with curlers on and never stop yelling. So you're okay, Emma. Thank you so much, Emma. All right, we're moving on to our little buddy Callum over here. Hi, Callum. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, how old are you?
11.
11. Your favorite team and favorite player, and why?
Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid. And basically same as Jake, just because he can deke through everybody and he's fast and stuff.
He's just so good. He really, really, really is good. Right? Now, do you feel any pressure to win your games?
Sometimes, like when it's a team that we haven't beat in a long time, like it's nice to beat them.
And do you only have fun when you win, or do you have fun all the time?
Sometimes I just have fun when I win.
That's
sometimes
good.
It's fun all the time.
I like your honesty in that. Now, are you guys done playing for the season?
Yeah.
You are done. Did you win your last game?
Yeah, we placed third.
Nice. And who did you play?
We played Beaver Lodge Girls.
And were they hard?
Kind of, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now that you're off season, what are some things that your team could work on that you're aware of for next year?
Well, like stick handling and stuff, and some of us skating a bit more and stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, skating's always a good one, right? All right, Jake, you're a good-looking kid there. You got girls checking you out in the stands besides your mom?
I don't know.
Well, anything else that you like about hockey? Like, I mean, what is it for you that made hockey your thing and not some other sport?
Well, like my older cousins used to play hockey and I would watch them. And yeah, I just thought it was cool when they would go on breakaways and stuff and score. And so that's, I think, what made me want to play hockey.
It's a fun sport in a big way. Yeah. Now, you're coach in the dressing room. You get that talk before the game, I'm sure, in a big way. What's your coach's name?
Simon and Derek and Craig.
Well, you got three coaches, eh? Yeah. That must be a lot of words that go on in that game. Now, what does it sound like in the dressing room before the game?
Some swearing, but they're just telling it. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Just do it. Get her done. Yeah. Just get her done, right, in a big way. Well, that's awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show today. You were just amazing, like total professionals. And these kids coming after my job because they're going to introduce the next song for us, aren't you?
Right now, it's 2021's Entertainer of the Year.
Carrie Underwood with
Drinking Alone on River Country.